full hakdama to this year.
Good. Is that it?
I want to touch the Tosfos and Kuf Gimel Min Aleph. Shitas Aruch. I'm not going to solve all the problems. But a few nakudas over here. Number one, I let's start very basic. Davar Sheni Miskaven. Davar Sheni Miskaven is mutter according to Shimon. That's a hetter called her kula. It's a mutter gomer. There's no makor. There's no pasuk for it. It's a swara. According to Shimon, it's a swara. Davar Sheni Miskaven is mutter. And we need to put a hagdara on that hetter. What exactly that hetter is. Before we get to Pesik Reisha, the person on Shabbos is schlepping a chair, and it's a suffix if it's going to make a charitz. Assuming that a sias, if it would be body that make it, that it makes a charitz, it's aser. So if it's a suffix if it makes a charitz, since it's not my kavanah, it's mutter. So just. What? Before we know the swara, I want to be asked what the swara of kavanah is. Why don't we just argue the it's a suffix to raisa l'chumra? Right? If you're making charitz, that's an issue of the raisa. So this is a suffix. You might make a charitz, which means suffix to raisa l'chumra. So why are we assuming the davar sheni miskaven? What's this swara the davar sheni miskaven makes similar to? Yehuda's poshut. If I make a charitz, making a charitz is an issue of the raisa. How dare you take a chance? Take the raisa l'chumra and goodbye. The Yehuda l'chumra makes a lot of sense. Comes on Rav Shimon says, no, davar sheni miskaven is mutter. And he has no pasuk for it. He also it's a swara. So Rav Shimon has come along and saying that we have a toast and an understanding the Surya Torah. Surya Torah, not that they're not result based. Let's say real balabat. They should not result based. The iser is the fact that a person is being oisik in a pool of iser. So I can give you a way to touch up what he's doing is not a pool of iser. He's being oisik in a pool of heter. Even if an isser will result, it's not the isser atar. The isser atar is not results. The isser atar is that, the fact that you're being piled. So I'm being oisik in schlepping a chair. I'm not being oisik in making a charitz. That's what I'm doing. So that's that to davar sheni miskaven. It's called tarkula. Shimon's din isn't called tarkula. So I'm putting yain on the mizbeach. There's an issur d'oraisa to be mechaber the eish on the mizbeach. And by putting it on in tipas, let's say current face is shut, I'm putting it on in small tipas, which might put the fire out, might not. So it's mutter. It might put the fire out. So I said, listen, how dare you take a chance? You might be over the, might be put out the fire, and you're being over the issur of being mechabe eish on the mizbeach. No, I'm not being oisik in that. I'm being oisik and putting wine on the mizbeach l'shem nisuch. Now l'shem, I'm not putting it l'shem, making the fire go out. That's not called. My telzer side of me, you know, gets involved in saying that Isuri HaTorah and din the Olam is felt in a shame pool of Adam. If that's not what his purpose is, you can say all the telzer Torah if you want. Okay. The Ritva points out on Gaf Kuflam and Gimel on the Gemara over there, by the case of the Beharis. So the Gemara says that the pasuk, which is tells me Pesar Lo Soy, Afilu Mamokah Beharis, you can do the Mila. So the Gemara says the Chara, she told Machlokas Tzin Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says Lomeli Kroa, Davar Sheni Miskaven, Davar Sheni Miskaven is Mutter. Amar Rabbi Lo Nitzra Elu Rabbi Yehuda, Davar Sheni Miskaven is Oser. Rabbi says the field tamer Rabbi Shimon is mother of his psik reisha lo yamas. Mor says the bai doesn't hold that swara. After he heard it from Rabbi, he was maskim to it. So before the Mor knew the teretz of psik reisha, the Mor assumed that this told the shal davar sheni miskaven. He's been oisik in a mice of mila, not in a mice of removing a beharis. So zot the Gemara, according to Behuda, davar sheni miskaven is oser, according to Rabbi Shimon is mutter. The Mor is okay to psik reisha. So it says This is not the Rosh Hashanah Miskaven. He's the head, doing a Maisa to cut the Kavanah. It's a Malach Rosh Hashanah Tzichul Gufa, which doesn't exist by the Isra of Tzitzis Beheris. So what are you saying that this is a Rosh Hashanah Miskaven? So the more starts in secretion, but before you get to the more starts in secretion, like what's it's Chinese. You're being mechaven to cut the oil off. You're knowing that there is a beharis there. You are actively being oisik and removing the beharis. So what's the more? Why is the more starts in miskaven? That's Ritzvah's kasha. So Ritzvah says, Adarabba, they call it Tarkula. He says three terutzim. So. One teretz he says is enechanam by Shari Surya Torah. Malach Hashanah Tzichul LeGufa has the din of Malach Hashanah Miskaven. It's only by Shabbos that it's dealt with differently. Now, that means at this stage of the Gemara, Shabbos is more common than Kol Tarkula. The Kol Tarkula this is called Malach Hashanah Miskaven. According to Shimon, it's mutter. By Shabbos, it's called Malach Hashanah Tzichul LeGufa, which according to Shimon is also midrabanan. Okay, now the Morris Terrace is its Psik Ratio, which then flips everything around. So the Kol Tarkula is Psik Ratio, now it's Osir Minarais. And by Shabbos, it's Moshe Tzikul Gufa, and it's a Kula. Okay, but this stage of the Gemara, before the Morris knew the Morris Terrace that of Psik Ratio, the Morris was willing to say that Shabbos should be more common than Kol Tarkula. That's his first Yisur. So he haste us that by Shari Surya Torah, that it's called Rosh Hashanah Miskaven, even though I'm doing the Maisa Kavana, but the function and the purpose is a defining element in the Isser. So I'm not doing it for that, I'm not being Mechaven for that purpose. So Rosh Hashanah Miskaven. The Gemara says that in Halacha Lamaisa, the Pasuk of Shimon, a person puts on the Klayim to model them for his Akaina. Puts on a bag, which is klayim, to model for it's mutter. The Rosh Hashanah Miskaven. Because I'm not being mechaven l'shem the Isra of Levishas klayim. I'm just showing off to somebody. All right. So the more that's we would have said that's like the Malach Shem Gufa. I'm putting it on not for this purpose, but that purpose. But the more said the called the Rosh Hashanah Miskaven, the more said the Kodesh Shimon. That's mutter. You see, he has the Morris in head, and the Morris says that a person goes, he's makis dam for the father. So the Morris says, "Dabar Shani Miskaven." It's according to Rishon, it's mutter. Now, so that's his first teretz. The second teretz is that the iser of Ksitzis Beharis is not Ksitzis Beharis. This Ksitzis Beharis is Ksitzis Beharis l'shem taharis hanega. He's talking about Makavim, l'shem taharis hanega. That's a special din pulled over here by Ksitzis Beharis. His third teretz, he says from his Rebbe, the kasha wasn't a kasha, that the Beharis is only on the outer layer, the oil is all of the layers, so that's not called the Dabar Makav. And again, he's saying it's a specific type of teretz to this scenario. That's why it's called Dabar Shani Miskav. But his first mahalach is that, he brings over here from Yesh Beforshim, which doesn't say who that is. The ain lechal be darshin le miskaven the malach shenasul guvel abeshab some shard worm ain chiluk beneim a shard b'tavayu malach shenasul guva ikvi darshin miskaven. Okay. So we're at least like this mahalif before the more that it comes out that function and purpose is a defining element in the ma'isa. The iser of the pool is not just the action, but the what are you if you're being oisik and the act of doing that iser, that's the iser of terror. If that's not your kivun, that's not your direction, what you're trying to accomplish, that's not the iser of terror. That's what he's saying. Okay. Now, it comes along the more says that the Pesik Resha, Rishimin is Moira. So by Shari, but that, so that's clear in the Gemara over there, that's a Dindaraisa. So it's a Dindaraisa now. Because the Gemara says, what do you need the Pasuk of Tzara Lasoi? to tell me according to Behuda, it's the Raisa. We're going to Shimon it's the Morse says no, it's a secretion. So now by Sus you need the Pasuk. So it means that's by Shari Surim for sure. Leaving Shabbos out for a second, by Shari Surim now the Maskalas of Gemara, secretion makes it a the Raisa according to Shimon. Okay. Comes again the Aruch, and the Aruch says it's only Biznichale. It's only Biznichale. So, and again, his rayas are not by Shabbos, but Dafka. This is then called Tarkula. By all cases of Darshani Miskalim and Psik Reisha, if it's Loinichale, it's not going to be Yasa the Rice, and it's Mutter, he says. Okay. It's Mutter. It goes back to being Darshani Miskalim. The Tosfos is asked on the Aruch from different Gemaras, which are Master that's Osir, and the Tosfos is Kashas, which Rager points out are difficult because those cases are cases of Malacha Shenisich Lagufa, not the Rashi Miskav. So, what defines whether something is Darshani Miskavin or Malach Shenishik Lugufa? Malach Shenishik Lugufa, let's say, according to. So that's going to play out in multiple ways, Lakulas and Chumras. The Rambam Shikta is he passed like Rabbi Yehuda. Malach Shenishik Lugufa is Chayiv. Darshani Miskavin he passed like Rabbi Shimon. So I need to know if this is called Malach Shenishik Lugufa, which will be now be Chayiv, or it's called Darshani Miskavin, which is Mutter. Vice versa. Rabbi Shimon is Mutter by Psik Reisha. Ben Yechayiv. Malach Shenishik Lugufa, according to Rabbi Shimon, is Midrash is Mutter. It's also Midrabanan. Now there is a rush that the rush says that even though in Kol Terkula Rav Shimon holds up Sikresha, it's Chayiv by Shabbos. His maskim is not Malach Moshebis. That's Malach Bisharnim. Right? What will be in Rav Shimon by Shabbos by Sikresha does apply Malach Moshebis. So either way, it's Rabbanan. Psik Reisha will be the Rabbanan and Moshe Nisub will be the Rabbanan. But if you argue on the Rosh, and you assume that Rav Shimon holds, even by Shabbos, that Psik Reisha belies at the Raisa, because Psik Reisha is at the Raisa, and Moshe Nisub the Gufa is on the Rabbanan. So I need to make a Hagdora to Mazbir what defines when something is Moshe Nisub or something is Moshe Nisub the Gufa. So the Kesef Mishnah, Perek Aleph, being from the Bein Rambam and Rambam, because the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that Malach Shenishik Lugufa is Chayiv, and he paskins that Darshani Miskavin is Mutter, and even more than that, the Rambam seems to hold like Reb Chaim has a piece which we'll talk about in a second. Even in a case where it's a Psik Reisha, if it's lo nichale, it's also mutter, like the Aruch. So Malach Shenishik Lugufa is going to be chayiv, and a Psik Reisha is going to be mutter. According to Psik Reisha lo nichale is going to be mutter. He's got it going on the other side that he's being masber. If you hold Rav Shimon holds chayiv by Psik Reisha. So even though that's not your kavana, that's not your purpose. Even if it's a nichale, that's not your purpose. So Malach Shenishik Lugufa, it still is. So how could Rav Shimon say you be chayiv because Malach Shenishik Lugufa, which should be pater or mutter miraisa? So he says the chiluk is kavana. By case of Malach Shenishik Lugufa, a person does the maisa, he's digging a hole. Not for the purpose of the hole, but for the purpose of using the dirt. See, he's kavana doing the mitzvah of digging a hole. He's saying, I know that I'm digging a hole, And I'm telling you why I'm digging the hole. Not for this purpose, but that purpose. So he's actively being menatek the kavana from the normal purpose which defines the malacha to another purpose. Darshani Miskaven, he's slapping a chair. He's not being mechaven for making the charitz. He's not even thinking about making the charitz. But it's a situation, the charitz is going to happen. But you cannot say that he had an act of kavanah to say, yes, I'm making a charitz, but I'm doing the charitz not for the purpose of the charitz, but in order to move the chair, which l'chara, that should be the malachah and the sigla gufa. Even if I need the charitz, I want to use the charitz, but my kavanah right now is to move the chair. So l'chara, what I'm doing is making charitz to move a chair. So I'm making a hole for the dirt, I'm making a hole for a chair, to move a chair. What's the difference? Mm-hmm. He says, but over here I'm not thinking about that half. So I'm not actively being menatek the purpose of the charitz from the charitz. I'm not thinking about it. I'm saying miskaven. Since it's a secret ratio, you're kai. That's what he says.
With parish or without parish?
Now, so Rabbi Chanan brings the chakir, which the Rishishivas handle the chakira. What's the word of psikreisha? The word of psikreisha, the reason why Rosh Shimon is moed is because it's that since you know about it, it's vada going to happen. Rashi has lost one place. This is vada going to happen. Similarly, you're aware of it. Similarly, it's kili yamachav. According to that, the his word doesn't make any sense. The Ben Rama's word doesn't make any sense. Means the word is the reason why you're chayav because you're thinking about it. So if you're thinking about it, you're thinking about it and saying, my goal right now is to slap the chair. So it's the same thing as digging a hole to get the dirt. Right? But the Achron HaShatara that they say that the getter of the worm is that since you're being mechavim for A, and A equals B because B is automatically out of A, so halakhically it gets the din of kilo you're mechavim for B. So that you can hear a skillet. He's saying that even though that's true, the halachically tilyum mechavim for B, but actively you're not thinking about B. So you're not actively defining the ma'isa is for a different function, a different purpose than mashem malachas and silagufa. You're actively doing that, and that's a hafka on the shem malacha according to Shimon. Whereas by darshani miskaven, there's not a hafka on the shem malacha. Let's look at what he's saying. That hasber, when you get the Tosis, is just going to make you very, very uncomfortable. Because Tosis is mixing together the Malach and Sigla Gufa, Dabash and Miskaven very fluidly. If in Kol Torah Kula you have the Ritvos, or if Kol Torah Kula, this is called Darshan Miskaven, even the case of Malach and Sigla Gufa is called Darshan Miskaven, means we don't differentiate between these two points. What we call Shabbos Malach and Sigla Gufa, we call by Kol Torah Kula Darshan Miskaven. So, how can you come to Shabbos and split the two? So, that mahalak is going to be difficult. Rav Chaim, when he talks about the Rambam, so Rav Chaim is grappling with the Magen Mishnah's problem that the Gemara says clearly that the Heter Mapas Mursa is because you hold Malach in a Sigla Gufa is Pater, and therefore the Tzarech Mapas Mursa, so the Chazal Ramatar, it said it's Nachash, the order shouldn't be Masik you. The Mora says it's close. It's Malachas and Sigla Gufa. I don't need the Nachash. I don't want the Nachash. I just want it shouldn't bite me. So it's also Mirabanan because of the it's Malkam Sar Lagazu. The Mora never says Malkam Sar Lagazu. The Mora never says that phrase. But the Mora does say that this Heter is told in the Malachas and Sigla Gufa. And the Rishonim adds that, and therefore, what's only Rabbanon? So Malkam Sar Lagazu, they're a matter to be tzad the Nachash to prevent it from biting you. And that's the Mora says in Lefkub Zion that this is one of the three cases in Shabbos where the phrase Potter means Mutter. By Mapas Mursa, Imlas Lopeh, he's Chayiv, Ilhatjan Alecha, it's Potter, and the Mursa means Mutter. The problem is the Rambam passes that din, and the Rambam passes in the Gufa is Chayiv. So Magen Mishnah says it doesn't work. How could the Rambam pass on that these cases are mutter when the Chara Tzvah says it's a goofa, which Rambam passes this guy? So Reb Chaim says, before I get involved in the Cheshire and the Gemara, that he says with the Rapasha by him that the case of this the Sias Pesach of the Mappas Mursa, which my goal right now is to take out the Lecha, for the case of the Tzedes Nachash to prevent it from the biting him, he has no kavana. It's a darsh enim iskaven. The enim iskaven called lotzu rak lahatzan hatzim obavad. It's a darsh enim iskaven. The psik reshul nichale, which is potter on Shabbos, according to the Aruch. Okay, so he suggests that the Rambam holds like the Aruch, and these cases are mutter because it's a darsh enim iskaven. So the Mor is very poshut. If I catch a nachash, because I want to use the nachash, I want to take the venom out of the nachash to use it to for medicine. So I want the nachash. So that's the malachah. That's davar hamiskaven. If I catch the nachash, because I don't want the nachash to bite me, it's davar sheni miskaven. That's a psikresha. Psikresha lo nichalei. I have no need for the nachash. So davar sheni miskaven. So that the Rambam is poshut, the head result of Hashem is kavan. The Rambam passes Hashem is kavan is mutter. So the Chazon says, I don't know what he's talking about. It's not Hashem is kavan. It's not Hashem is lagufa. It's not Hashem is kavan. What do you mean? It's not Hashem is kavan. The same thing. Mappas. Now he says it by the case of Mappas. By the Mappas Mursa. Mappas Mursa. Bets him. It's more doable. I think the Chazanish and the Reb Chaim seem to be arguing in the following. He says, I'm making a pet to take out the lech. The mice, I have a pet which is usable for lachachas lahoitzi. But I have no interest in lachachas lahoitzi. My interest is just lahoitzi the lech. I have no interest to put any medicine in or any air in, etc. That's not relevant for me. So all I want to accomplish is lahoitzi. That's not a passive. But I have a passive which is lachachas lahoitzi. Zot Reb Chaim is Dabashin Miskavin. So the Chazanish is not Tamashen Miskaven. You're making a Pesach, which is usable Lahachas Lahoitzi. So then they might be arguing the definition of what defines Lahachas Lahoitzi. Is it means, is that defined by plan, what you're planning to use it for, or what it could be used for? So Chazanish is assuming as long as it's usable Lahachas Lahoitzi, you made a Pesach. Right? So that along the lines of the Magen Mishnah we discussed other time, taking a toothpick off of a piece of wood. I'm sorry, taking a splinter of wood off of a big piece of wood is not called making a toothpick unless you want to use it as a toothpick. So if you tell me the malach over here is making a Pesach, but I have no intention to use the Pesach, l'hasa l'hoitzi, and that's the definition of a Pesach, I didn't make a Pesach. That's what Chaim seems to assume. So that's a double shedding miskavim.
Why is he directing these questions. Well,
that's what Kerigas Kasha. Kerigas Kasha is the most of the first that's most of the Gufa, not the Jemis Kavan. I'm not answering the question. I'm saying, but his word is, he's saying along and saying, it's Dabar Pasha, Dabar Shani Miskavan. I mean, Tosus is not denying the Gemara. He's denying, Rav Chaim is denying the Gemara right now. He's saying the Gemara is wrong. It's not the Mach Shani Miskavan, it's Dabar Shani Miskavan. So Adi Gemara is not like that. I'll get to it in a second. Right? So, so you see like this. Reb Chaim says that there are Svei Dinim. There's a din of Darshan Miskaven which is in Kultur Kulo. There's a second of Darshan Miskaven which is true by Shabbos, Al Tzimlach L'Machshav. Darshan Miskaven, number one. Kultur Kula. Person, the more Psachim has a case. A person is walking down a road where there's going to be Hanoah from Avodah Zorah, even which is Osir. So it's Yafshir. It's not possible for him to go down the road without getting that Hanoah. So Morris says, according to B'Shimon, if you're not Mechaven, it's Mutzer. If you are Mechaven, it's Osir. So the Tosfos says, one second, Zechara, even if you're not Mechavan, it's a Psik Reisha. Hashem is wondering a Psik Reisha. So it says, the case where there was, it wasn't a Psik Reisha. The Ron says, but Fair is not like that. That case over there was a Psik Reisha. And the Isser HaNoah is a different ballgame. Rav Chaim is a dyke of the Rambam. The Rambam looks like the Ram. That even though it's a Psik Reisha, if you're Mechavan, it's Osir. If you're not Mechavan, it's Mutter. If that's your purpose, if that's your goal, if that's your that's the kivun, the kavana is a tanai ma'akev. The definition of that is not totally in yediya. It's because in both cases you have yediya. It's not going to happen. That's not the issue. The issue is that what is your purpose, and that's a defining element in the Isuri Atar. So even if the Psik Reisha, that's not your kavana. Supplies Abashem Miskavan. That's what the Aruch said. There's a second din of Melachim Hashabbos which requires Yediyah. You have to know what you're doing. Okay. So, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Yehuda, there's a Ptur Malachal Machshavis. Toysis Shashit is according to Yehuda, even though Kultur Kul Dabashem is Kav, and according to Yehuda is Kayyah, but Shabbat is only Potter. It's not Kayyah. But not by Psik Reisha. Because according to Yehuda, you don't need Kavon. But you do need Yediyah of Malachal Machshavis. So Psik Reisha is relevant according to Yehuda by Shabbos. But the goal of Psik Reisha according to Yehuda by Shabbos is different than the goal of Psik Reisha according to Shimon of Kultur Kul. The goal of Psik Reisha by according to Yehuda by Shabbos is to give you the Yediyah. Once you have Yediyah, I don't need Kavana. According to Yehuda, I just need Yediyah. Psik Reisha makes you kilu, you have Yediyah. But if it's Lo Nichole, it's not called a Mechavan. So Yehuda says, I don't care, I don't need Mechavan. And I have no Tanai of Mechavan. So through Shimon, I have a Tanai of Mechavan. So even a Psik Reisha, if it's not Nichole, it's not called Mechavan. So then Rav Chaim makes a cheshbon on the Gemaras. He just makes a cheshbon on the Gemaras that the Shmuel sheet is Malachos and Sila Gulf Eskayev, like Rabbi Yehuda, but Rav Shani Miskaven is Mutter. Rav sheet is the Malachos and Sila Gulf is Potter, like Rabbi Shimon, but Rav Shani Miskaven is Chayev, like Rabbi Yehuda. So based on that cheshbon, he cheshbons out the Gemaras. The Gemara, which ties into Malachos and Atzilut Gufa, and that's the Heter, is going in Rav. That's Gemara's Rav over there. Rav holds Abashenim is Kavan, like Rabbi Yehuda. So there's no Tanai of Kavan. So it cannot be Matar Mitzad Abashenim is Kavan, because Mitzad Abashenim is Kavan, it's Taka Gedem Yosser. I don't need Kavan. But I can come along and say that. But Rav holds Moshen Shlomo Gufa as Mutter or Potter Minoraisa, and Malkum Sarah Lagozu. So the Gemara which ties into Moshen Shlomo Gufa is going in Rav. Shmuel, on the other hand, holds Moshen Shlomo Gufa is Chayiv, but he holds Moshen Miskaven is Mutter. So Shmuel says, partially, how do you want the case is Mutter? Even though Moshen Shlomo Gufa is Chayiv, but if it's not your Kavana, it's not your purpose. It has a heter lenichalei, so it's not your kavana. And I pass like Hashem, you need kavana, which means I need purpose. That sort of kaim is ma'az with the Rama. Mela, the Rama passes like Shmuel. He passes like Shmuel. The lachzad aguva is chayim. Passes like Shmuel. The pass like Hashem, the darshen miskaven is mutter. And Mela, Mappas Mursa, since it's Lonichale, which means, like the Aruch, I don't need the whole, so it's Lonichale. So even though I have Yediyah, but it's not enough, I need Kavana. Kavana I don't have. That's Rav Chaim's Mazad Ram. It's a gorgeous piece. The Cheshbon is beautiful, right? Everything's beautiful. So, but he basically just told me that there's no difference between Dabashen Miskaven and Malach Hashem Sugufa. That's basically what he just said. The same Gemara is I can either come at from at it from Malachos and Sila Gufa, which is the way Rav is going to come at it, or it could come at me through the Rishonim Miskaven, which is the way Shmuel is going to come at it. So the Gemara is coming at it. The Gemara is tying together. It's going in Rav, right? Whose whole Rishonim Miskaven is Chayiv. So we'll come from this angle. But the Rambam is coming at it from the angle of Shmuel. That's not a kash for the Gemara. So it's a gorgeous piece. But he definitely accomplished that. I'm now totally confused. What makes something Dabashed Miskabin or the Rambam Shaykh Zagufa? But what he, the takeaway from him, the way he understands the Aruch, that the Aruch is arguing that all these cases, the Heter is Dabashed Miskabin. Because even with the Psik Reisha, if that's not what you want, that blives Dabashed Miskabin. That's not what your Kavana is. So all of these cases, I come along in the case of Psik Reisha. So Tosfos is asking kashrus from cases which are lost in Lugufa, and it's Lugufa. Tosfos is Chinese according to the Aruch. Like, what do you want from me? I'm not discussing those cases. I'm discussing a heter of the Rishonim Miskavim. Malacha Shein Nesich Lugufa, right? It has to be something else. Now, according to Reb Chaim, you have a little bit of an angle because I can't say I understand it because I don't understand it because there's no. He took down the barrier. The push of the barrier is you're asking for Mappas Mursa. He says, what do you want for my life? Over there, the person is going to become Mappas Mursa. Right? The question is, what is his goal? That's the Lashon Shein Lagufa. I'm discussing cases where that wasn't what he was doing. Right? What he's doing over here, like the Mursa says, that, you know, his Maisa is to Mazar Zeradin, right? Which his goal is to feed his Gedi. It happened to me. It's a ratio regards to me up in the car. I said, Gemara, that's not your Kavana. Yes, I said that's Mutter. Like, what are you asking for a case of the person going Kavana to map is the Mursa? Like, what's your cash? So and that's what carrying his cash on Tosis. He has no idea what Tosis is talking about. What does Tosis want from the Aruch? It's two different worlds. According to Reb Chaim, it's Takanah two different worlds, and there's overlap, and that Tosis is cash on the Aruch. And the theoretically, the Aruch can answer the Tosis cash is based on his cashman in the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel, etc. Okay, I don't know, but so I'm not giving you an answer. I'm just telling you that, you know, we're left either Tosis is assuming that there's no barrier between the two of them. Reb Chaim is assuming that. The Aruch, I think, can answer very simply that, you know, like Kamega says, there's the two different things. What do you want from me? What do you want from me? And it's one of these conversations where, like, you're asking a kashal, we try to do that sometimes, you know. Tosis says a kashal in Rashi. Rashi has no kashal. Currently, Tosis says there's no terrors, you know. It's like, you know. Okay. But the takeaway, which I'm telling you, is that the definition of the malacha is not enough just the ma'isa malacha, not the ma'isa malacha b'yediya, but there's a purpose becomes a defining element in the ma'isa malacha. Where else do you find this? So there's a Rashba in Daf Kuf Zion by the Sugya of Tzeda. So Mishnah talks about a case over there, a person sits down and closes the door. He blocks the doorway, and an animal is nitzud inside of the house. So it comes on the Yerushalmi, the Rashi quotes Yerushalmi. So a person that has a situation, an animal walks into his house, he wants to shut his front door. Is he allowed to shut his front door? Is that Yerushalmi? Yeah. Because you want to lock your door? You want to shut your house? You don't want to leave the door wide open? You're doing Seder. No problem. Is that Yerushalmi? Not only that, even if you have Kavanah Seder, as long as your Kavanah is the shame being Shemir your house, it's Mutter. You want to Shemir the Tzvi inside? So Rashi quotes this Yerushalmi. The Ran, the Ramban, do not accept this Yerushalmi. They said that how can you matter in that scenario? The Shilti Gibarim on that Gemara says, it's a psik ratio. So with heter is Dabashed Miskavin. So what is telling me it's a psik ratio? So nifl made on davgav the kabbalon the psik ratio osir hanu davka b'shaba oisa ma'isa davit a psik ratio and a miskavin. So Shimon says on this piece of the Shittah Gibarim, it says, I have no idea what he's talking about. Shimon Exubus says he has no idea what he's talking about. But what is he saying? He's saying, okay, so I'm slapping the chair. Action A. There's a chiritz being made, action B. It's two different things. So yeah, I'm in the shame, slapping the chair, which is the mutter. But the chiritz part, I'm not addressing it in any way, making any decisions on it. So the Shimon is one of the creation. Over here it's one mice. I'm shutting the door. I'm shutting the door. I am being shomer my bias, and I'm being shomer the tzvi. I'm being sod the tzvi. So in this one ma'isa, there are two results coming out of it, and I'm telling you that my ikra kavana, let's say it like that, ikra kavana is for the result of hetter. So the Rashi, that's mutter. This is basically. What?
If it would be a psikresh, it would still be hard to understand why that would be aser. I mean, would he say that if in that case of psikresh, it would be mutter taka?
No, he's saying. He's saying that over there, since it's two pulas, and you're being mechavim for the first pula, and I'm mechavim for the second pula, so that's why Shimon is more than the tzotzer. Could not be mechavim for the second pula. It's integration. It's integration. It's integration. No, tzotzer. No, there's two pulas over there. There's a pula of slapping the chair, and there's a pula of making charitz. I'm not thinking about the charitz, I'm thinking about slapping the chair. But segregation makes the chavitz. That's also. But over here, I'm doing one pula. I'm shutting the door. While I'm shutting the door, there are two things happening. I'm being shomer my bias, and I'm being shomer the tzvi. But I'm bekavana doing the ma'isa with, and I'm telling you, the purpose of my ma'isa is not to be shomer the tzvi. The purpose of my ma'isa is to be shomer my bias. Correct. That's what he says. I mean, that's the lesson that he says, which that's very hard to understand, like, you know, why that's true. So, I mean, so the Rishalmi says three cases. Rishalmi says three cases. The next two cases are a little bit easier to understand this word. The first case, which he's talking about, is harder to understand. The second case of Rishalmi is... the third case of Rishalmi is that a house collapsed and you're being a fekech legal. So more so the case that could be the malach of the rice, you're being master, you know, gumas, you're doing malach of the rice to save the guy's life. It also happens to be that there's my bag of gold is there also. So I mean, mechavim to get my bag of gold, it shouldn't be buried under the rubble. So Yerushalmi said, that's mutter. You know, you mean mechavim for the bag of gold also. That's case number three. Case number two is the child falls into the water, and right next to the child, there's this school of fish. So he throws his net in to catch the child, and he says, you know, great, I can have supper while I'm at it. He catches the fish also. So Yerushalmi, that's mutter. That's the three cases of Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says mutter. The case of shutting the door to be sherman the bias and the tzvi. The case to throw the net to be sod the child, to save the child and the fish, and to dig the hole, you know, being mefekech legal, to get the person plus my money. So the third case, Bukhlau, really is not our circuit. There's only one over there. There's no two. The result is not the person and the money. The result is the act of being mashed or the karka, whatever it is. Right? So I'm doing my set solo, which is mutter, because I want to save somebody's life, even though I'm being mashed or the karka. And I'm going to make him funny money also. Okay, so that we have that's a new shmut. You know, person goes for Hatzolah on Shabbos and he likes the chase, you know, he enjoys driving fast. So that also, so you know, you have to look only Kabbalah Shem Shemayim. I'm driving fast because I have a hat on. I need to get to the guy. I enjoy putting my siren on and passing everyone up on the road. Enjoy yourself. Okay, so you have to have Kabbalah Shem Shemayim. Otherwise, it's also in Shabbos. That's ridiculous. That's a pool of soul. The fact that you're enjoying your money found afterwards, who cares? So the third case is really difficult to understand what the Zayat is. But case number two, right, is an interesting case. He's throwing a net, and he's catching the fish and the child at the same time. But Yerushalmi, that case is mutter. So Shimon says, what's the case? Is it impossible to save the child without the fish or not? If it's impossible to save the child without getting the fish also, so of course it's mutter. So he said, listen, guy, the child's going to drown. You have a problem with rain kite or your kavana, so let the child drown because you're in the challah shop. You have a problem with rain kite or your kavana. You're very hungry, you want to catch the fish. You shouldn't save the child. Of course you should save the child. What's with your kavana? We got a problem with kavana. So the hetter tells the boshes, which is matter you, to do it. Say that. That's the only way. If I forget about my kavana, the only way I can catch the child is catching the fish also. Because the hetter is championship. You have a hetter to say that. To save a child. And there's no seder on the child. This seder is on the fish, right? So Shimon says the element of the case. The case is that maybe you could have been more careful. So taka wise and mutter. I don't know. But over there it's poshut. Even if I have two kavanas, I have a chi of gomer to do atzola. It's not something which I can choose one way or the other. So that becomes the primary function of this maisa. And the Seder's dogim becomes a secondary function. I can hear that. That's very easy to understand that his yisoid. So I have to find what is the pool that you're being oisik in. What are you doing? I'm saving a child. No, you're catching fish. So no, I'm not. Because I must do this. But the case of the bai is, it's a big, you know, so don't shut your door. Well, it's dangerous outside. I need to shut my door. I mean, like, so my kavana is shmiras bias and not the Seder's svi. Why should that be true? So that's what Shimon says. He finds it difficult. So he wants to argue. It's a din dafkin Seder. It's a mesumim that a din dafkin the malachim Seder, and he's a mechalal din Seder and other malachas. He has two mahalchim to mazur why Seder should be different. One is he wants to argue that by Seder the iser is the pu'ula as opposed to the nifal. The result is much more the significant. Is you don't really do anything to the animal. Animals, you're not physically grabbing the animal. It's inside the house. The iser atara is the act of shutting the door. So over there, I could argue the act of shutting the door is for the purpose of shmiras habayis, not for that. The whole iser is the kviyas shem of the pu'ula. Whereas by other Yisrael, where the Isser is the result, so you would have a problem. The result is there of Isser. The fact that you also have a result of Heter shouldn't be Matar. That's what he wants to argue by Melech HaSeder. Or, he argues, which I think opens up a whole new sugya, is that maybe this halacha is there are malachas and there are malachas. There's a more in Baba Kama Daf Samach of an Aleph. The more says that the more brings to a mishnah where there are certain cases where the wind will take his items and send it away, and he's not chayiv al tmazik. The more says in Shabbos Zer Baruch Masiato is chayiv. Malachas Machshav is also tar. So Malachas Machshav is over here is acting as a siva for chiyuv, not for patur. By Shabbos, so obviously it's our understanding of that should be limited to cases where that's there to do the malacha. Bishul, right? So he puts something on the fire. So I mean, theoretically, you could say the malacha bishul dafka if you do ma'isa more than Shabbos kufchav. Ma'isa is also grom as mutter. So I put the thing over the fire, and the fire cooks it. I didn't do it; the fire did it. Right? So maybe the malacha should only be if I go with the thing and I rub it with high level of friction and it causes heat and cooks it, that's mamash my bite. So that's the malacha bishul. No, that's not true. Bishul means putting on a fire. I didn't do it, the fire did it. That's malacha b'shemaz, that's the Torah, that's the Torah aser. That's how you do bishul. That's how you do zera. Right? So tzvi, tzeda, there's two ways to do tzeda. You can do tzeda by physically grabbing it. That's mamash your maisa. You do tzeda by shutting the door, which generates a situation where the animal is nitzut. And that zogt the Rashba, and that zogenmir, when you talk about a case where it's not direct, it's only through a groma, which is a groma, which is chayiv, that depends what your kavan is. That's what he wants to suggest. Okay. So now, as I mentioned to you, that the Ramosha holds that you're allowed to open an oven on Shabbos without worrying about the fact that the fire is going to go on. So, what's the tzad yisr over there? Why should it be yisr? What's the problem? It's the Rosh Hashanah miskaven. I'm not being miskaven to turn the fire. The fire goes on. It's nichol. I want the heat. I want my thing to stay hot. Right? I want to open the refrigerator. It might cause the refrigerator to turn on. I want it to cool. I want that to happen. It's not. I don't know. It's not psikresha. So why should it be yisr? So the yisr is because someone called sabek psikresha. So. The tour says that if I want to close a box and maybe there's room inside the box, so I can't close the box because maybe there's room inside the box. So the Tau says, what does that mean? It's a suffix. A suffix is called the Rishayim Iskam. It's not called Psikresha. He says, so even though we're not discussing what will take place in the future, but we're discussing what is the reality on the ground right now. If there's room in the box, when I shut the box, I'm doing Seder. If they're not, I'm not. So I'm not questioning what will happen. I'm questioning what is here right now. When I schlep the chair, so I'm being Isaac and schlepping the chair. Maybe it'll make a chritz, maybe it won't. That's what will be in the future. But over here, it's l'sha'avar. It's a suffix on the l'sha'avar. What's the difference? It's not a psikresha. That is the Taz. So Traeger points out that the Ramah in Yeridei and Pesayin is not like that. So a person traveling comes to the inn. And he wants to go to where the fire, the hearth over there, and he wants to heat up his food. So he puts his pot over there to heat up. The fire is not so hot, so he stirs up the coals to get heat up his pot. Zokt the Ramah. But if Ivan is there at the same time as you, and Ivan has his pot over there also, when you stir up the coals, you're cooking Ivan's pot, so don't do that. Because maybe in Ivan's pot there's Basil Bacol. You're cooking Basil Bacol. So Zotter Kivager over there says, the Christ is not like the house. You don't know what's in Ivan's pot. And I guess you don't want to ask, because the discretion better part of valor, you don't discuss things with Ivan, right? Right? So whatever, I don't know. So if it's Basar and Kolam, I got a problem. It's not. I don't know what it is. It's not a psikresha. So why is it us? Elamai Yemekach between Lashavar and Lahabo. Now I just want to parenthetically clarify that sentence. That's how the Kredim call it. Be'etzim, if you're discussing with my scientist over here, it doesn't make any sense. I say, I slept the chair, right? It's something will make a charitz. Now, if I use this amount of force to move it, and the ground is at this amount of looseness, and the weight of the chair is this amount, and the pointiness of the chair is this amount, it will make a charitz. I don't still know what those factors are, because I'm an Amoritz. Zuvim, I can figure out. I can look at a box and figure out what's in the Zuvim. I don't know how you combine the force and the velocity and the sharpness and the softness of the ground. But it's also L'sha'avar. Everything is L'sha'avar. Right? Teres is, the Halacha says, that's called L'habu. That's what these Akharim are saying. That's what the Taz says. I know what you're talking about. I have no idea talking about this. It's all not a vada. It's not a psikresha. Comes on the Krager said the Ramah says no. And if it's going to be lahabo, that's the Rishayim Iskam. Lashavar is called a suffix psikresha. On one side it's psikresha. On the other side it's not. I don't know. So I'm not to that. But on the side that it is, that now it's taking the rice of the chumra. Right, that's what the Traeger says. So Mishmur Paskins that by the Rices you're Machmer, and by the Rabbanus you can be Makel. So the case of Zuvim is Ebbim and Nitzin. So Ebbim and Nitzin the Gufa. So you can be makel, etc. So I don't have to worry every time that, you know, I close my cabinet that maybe there's some bugs inside of there which got caught. You know, I did say to my bugs, you know. So now I come to my oven, or I come to my refrigerator. I say, listen, you know, I don't know what's going on inside the oven, right? So when I set my oven for the temperature, I don't know, 250, right? If the temperature right now is 250 and a half, so when I open the oven door, the first rush of air which goes in is going to cool it off to the point it's not going to turn on. I have no idea what the temperature inside the oven. It might be 300, and the air going in is not going to do anything until much later, which that's a groma. Or it could be the first rush of air, which the Morris says, the Morris says, is called your Maisa, and Yachayiv. So if the first rush of air goes inside, it's because of me. It's like I did the Maisa. If it's later, it's a groma and it's mutter. I don't know what it is. So some integration. So I should be machmer. So in the case of the oven, you're dealing with the Raisa, you should be machmer. As I told you, the Mersh's shuvas are strange because Mersh is matter by the oven and he asks is by the refrigerator. That Pasha's refrigerator, turning the motor on the refrigerator, is at the Rabbonah. So why would he do that? So I told you from originally first, he told me that really, he told my Chavra asked him for me. He said that Mersh held both cases of mutter, but since Rav Henkin Pasch and the Chumrah by the case of the refrigerator, you look at Rosh Hashuva, when they asked him about opening the refrigerator door, he said, Kar Harazokin, Rav Henkin already Pasch, you shouldn't do it. He never said it was us. He says, Kar Harazokin, so I'm not going to chapter it. He says, you look at Rosh Hashuva to Re'aider, who asked him simply by Yom. He says, Mother. So what's the side hat? Be'etzim, Lucharo, Be'etzim, it's this word of Rav Shimon. It's a grama. It's not a pool. I'm not being Isaac in pool is stoking fires in ovens. I'm going to in the pool of opening an oven door to get my food. But there's a halacha which says that karech rishon is misyachas to you. Yeah, when it's my kavana. It's not my kavana. It's not misyachas to me. So I don't care if it's a ratio or not. Who cares? You know, so this word that he's saying now, had I went by Yadayim and I started, and I'm going by Yadayim, and so then, now, if I'm right, so then Rikimegir's Kasha from the Ramuah to the Taz is not right. Because the Taz's case is the case of shutting the box, which is that this type of a sword. That's, I'm not directly catching flies in my hand. I'm using this closer to enclose them. Which that's the same thing as shutting the door. Rav Shimon said that's the same thing as shutting the door to catch the tzvi. It's not direct. Whereas over there, I am stoking the coals. I'm cooking but bussing b'chalav. So the Ramuah, that's also. Right? The Craig doesn't look like me, obviously. He's not being made in the skillet, but I mean, Lachara, this Nakuda of how you touch up what you're doing becomes very significant to Lachal Lamaisa, and it's Be'etzim, this word that, you know, that we're touching on goes back. The simple reading of the Shulta Gibarim is very similar to what the Ben of Roman Rambam is saying. When it's two different things, and I'm not just talking about beasts. That's more usur than I'm being Isaac and A, and there's two results of A. And I'm just saying my goal is one of these results. So I'm in Kaveya. It's for this and not for that. That's the Kiddush of what the Shulta Gibarim is saying. Now, the Rishonim argue over here. If you're going with kavana to do it for both purposes, I'm sorry, you can't do it. That's not a heter. But the Oros argument of going kavana, but dafka for one and not for the other at all, it's mamash. That's takamutta. Right. So that seems to be a mahalach in the Oros. This is what really, you know, one line sort of Chaim is saying, that purpose becomes the defining element in the maisa. Back to Rav Shimon. That's Rav Shimon's chiddush. Rav Shimon came along and told me that Yehuda says you're doing a maisa. My kavanah, I don't care what your kavanah is. You're doing a maisa. This is the result. It's awesome. You are making chavrusa majavas. You are putting out. You're dropping yayin on the mizbech and putting out the fire. I didn't mean it. It's like a little kid, you know. Like I didn't mean it. It's like who cares what you meant? You did it. Yehuda's like we're so used to Rishim, we pass the Rishim. Yehuda's the double portion. Rishim is the Kiddush. We pass like Rishim, we Mechadish that I didn't mean it. It's a very important thing when it comes to Melech Isuri Adar. I can make half, and even if it's not going to happen, if you didn't mean it, you didn't mean it. Oh, it's Tigreshah Zanichle. Oh, don't tell me you didn't mean it. That's what the Oracle said. Halachal Maisa, we don't accept the Oracle Halachal Maisa. By himself, Sigreshul Nichole is not a heter kishul haatzmoi, because many Rishonim argue on it. And again, according to Chaim, you know, Tosfos' arguments really are very strange arguments. There are cases of Lofton Sigla Gufa. He's proving that it's Osir. Tosfos is masking that's not the right, because it's Sigla Gufa, but it's Osir. Right? So Tosfos just blurred the line between the two totally, which is what Chaim does also. And Kreger says, I don't know what you're doing. It's two different things. And what we're saying is that's, you know, the Ben Obram Ramam, that's really what the Rashba is saying, that's really what the Shulti Barim is saying, that's what Shimon is saying by certain malachas, it would be Tzad, it would be Bishul, it would be certain things where it's not direct, it's indirect, like according to his second shot, or his other vort, which needs a lot more conversation. Their Kavanah is defining, and it's, but that's the totally in what you're thinking. If I'm not thinking about it, it's Tigreish HaTaka, it will be a problem. So it seems to be that we have a big machlokes rishonim. Is there a line which blurs between Darshan Miskavin and Lachshan Sigla Gufa? That's the ritual later on in Kuflam and Gimel. His three different roots in one there's a tak and no big difference except by Shabbos. And Shabbos, it's a kula according to Maliba Dam. It's not a kumra. Even though Psikresha is going to be chayyim, but by Shabbos, it's part of Lachshan in a Sigla Gufa. And Tosfos seems the Sritvah is blurring the line. And the other two Tzurutzim, he says, his Rebbe said, "What are you talking about? It's different things." In this case, it's a case of Dabar Sheni Miskaven because it's not the Ksita is not the same. So it seems to be being Lachos Bisharim. Whether you divide the two into two different worlds, or you blur the lines between the two of them, and there's a tremendous amount of Nafkamin in this Halacha L'Maaseh. Okay.